Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Arizona state senators are calling to decertify the 2020 general election after a large number of discrepancies and irregularities were found in the Maricopa audit. Arizona Senator Republican Wendy Rogers on One America News.
Well, it proved that the election was rife with inaccuracies in the election certification that we submitted months ago. Most prominent data point that jumped out at me was the data point of 74,000 plus mail-in ballots that were used as votes, but never really mailed out to the voters.
The Democrat presidential candidate won Maricopa County by roughly 10,000 votes. The United States House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly on Thursday to authorize 8,000 additional special visas for Afghans who served the United States during the occupation of Afghanistan that has now come to an end. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
A St. Louis murder trial is dropped because prosecutors failed to show up. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's office is being criticized again, this time for not showing up for a hearing for an accused killer, forcing the judge to dismiss the case. It's one of three murder cases dismissed in St. Louis in 1 week. St. Louis Alderman Joe Vaccario suggests Gardner shouldn't be in her position much longer on Fox News.
It should have never happened in the first place. Were you on vacation? Did you not know that the attorney assigned to that was on maternity leave? Don't you know where your employees are at? For God's sake, you know, you need to be in charge of your office. If you can't do that, you shouldn't be in that office.
Mississippi's Attorney General asked the Supreme Court on Thursday to overturn the landmark abortion decision Roe v. Wade. In the brief, the Mississippi Attorney General noted that the Constitution's text does not mention abortion. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Mississippi's first female attorney general, Lynn Finch, asked the Supreme Court on Thursday to overturn the landmark abortion decision, Roe v. Wade. In the brief, the Mississippi attorney general noted that the Constitution's text does not mention abortion. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Finch said that her office asked the Supreme Court to review Roe v. Wade as part of its fight to defend the state's ban on abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The office filed a brief saying the landmark 1973 Supreme Court ruling failed to settle the issue of abortion once and for all. The brief said the only way to reconcile the competing interests is to return the matter to legislators, not judges. The U.S. Supreme Court in May agreed to hear Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, which challenges Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. Mississippi's only abortion clinic sued the state after Governor Phil Bryant signed the ban into law in 2018. It made exceptions for medical emergencies and severe fetal abnormality, but not in cases of incest or rape. A federal judge in Mississippi struck down the law in late 2018, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that ruling.
Border Patrol agents in Arizona apprehended nearly 200 illegal immigrants near San Miguel Wednesday morning. The agency is reporting that well over half were unaccompanied children. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we knew from the start it wasn't going to be easy, but hey, look at, you know, it's worth it. You think about it, 247 years of history, a lot of blood, a lot of treasure, a lot of lives for the sake of this Democratic Republic. And, you know, I believe in the words of Donald Trump, America will never be a socialist country. And look at, you see what's happening in Cuba. You see what's happening even in our country in Miami. You know, Liz Peek, I want to bring you on. Liz Peek is a Fox News contributor. You know, Liz, I think maybe we should send our kids at all and from all colleges and high schools. We ought to send them to Miami, you know, a little, you know, what little adventure. What do we used to call those things when we took the, well, they used to have, they said spring breaks, but, you know, this is a spring break of a different sort. Go down to Miami, see what's happening, and find out for yourself what socialism and what communism delivers, and you can hear it straight from the people there in Miami at Calle Ocho.
Yeah, I tell you what, there is no more patriotic group than Cuban refugees who have fled to this country for freedom. And by the way, you could extend that to refugees from a lot of countries mm-hmm. that are up where the people are oppressed, where there is not freedom of choice, freedom of speech, et cetera. You know, these conversations we have echo conversations that took place during the Vietnam War era, where mm-hmm. young people protested our engagement in Vietnam. And a lot of people said, well, you know, why don't you go visit China or North Vietnam and see how you like living there? Because guess what? It is not what you're aspiring to. You are so spoiled. You don't understand the advantages you have in our country, which are profound.
Exactly.
To your point, Bill, honestly, those people should go to Venezuela, because that historically was one of the richest countries on earth. It has enormous, bounteous natural resources of all kinds, an educated, some of the, at least partly educated population, et cetera, and a socialist government in really pretty remarkably little time has destroyed the country, so that there are food lines and shortages of medicine and all the, and now, because they have been sort of held aloft by Cuba, which now has its own problems, you know, Venezuela is sinking like a stone. Talk to Venezuelans.
Exactly.
Come to our country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't educate our kids about our country in an honest way. We don't educate kids about the value of capitalism and democracy and freedom. And by the way, if you look at polling of people, of immigrants in our country, it isn't money entirely. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of people who cross our border illegally who are looking for better jobs, et cetera. It's also freedom.
And without a doubt,
that is probably the number one thing that people admire about the United States. And boy, are we quick the newest generation quick to throw that under the bus.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, when you have young kids, according to one poll, something like 36% of young kids, okay, this is high school and below, hate America. Who taught them to hate America,
well,
Liz?
That's exactly right. I tell you, every parent needs to spend so much time talking to their children, finding out what their teachers gave them to read that week, talking about what they discussed in economics class or political history class, and U.S. history in particular, and basically presenting a counter argument because, you know, not everyone has the time to do this. It is the number one important investment in our country right now is our kids.
Well, and the challenge you have, Liz, here, it's a matter of exposure. When the kids are in a classroom, you know, 6-7 hours a day, and they're held hostage by these indoctrinists, I mean, now we've got, I mean, it's tough enough that we're dealing with CRT. Now we've got the abolitionist teaching network that, since April, it's been out there, and the Biden administration says, oh, it was a mistake. It shouldn't have been in there. Are you kidding me?
Well, you just have to hope. Again, there are not many great things you can say about COVID and the experience we've had over the past year. Certainly one of the benefits has been that parents are much more engaged with their children's education than they were before because their kids are home studying. They are not in a classroom. They're not away from their parents. Their parents have been looking over their shoulder, and they're beginning to realize just what crap, excuse my French, that these schools are rolling out to our young people. And that's a very positive thing because in a lot of states, this is not going to fly. And, you know, you just have to wonder, what is the impulse of the American Federation of Teachers and the National Education Association? What is their motive in making kids unhappy about being an American, which, by the way, people of every other country on earth aspire to be.
Do they? Exactly.
And, I mean, do any of these young kids ever say, well, wait a minute, why are so many people trying to get into the United States if we're so terrible?
No, really.
Know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is in the face of reality. I mean, it doesn't square up. But, you know, I was talking with a doctor over the weekend, and I thought she was really clear in bringing it across. And she said, Bill, look at you got to understand, you know, this is really a religious war that's going on. And when she put it in that context, I thought, you know what, you're right. As passionately as we believe on the things that we believe, they, with religious fervor, believe that they're right. As much as we believe that their thoughts are evil, they believe our thoughts are evil. This is why the conflict. And there's such a loggerhead that's going on here. You cannot... You cannot have a discussion with, you know, the Bible says you got to sit down and reason together. You can't reason with unreasonable people. And this is what we have right now in our country is we have, I mean, they talk about the bitter divide. I mean, it is more than bitter.
Well, I'm going to take issue with that. I'm not sure it's a philosophy or a belief set that is being rolled out across the country. I think it's a power grab. I think Democrats see their power in anger, in fomenting anger amongst racial groups, age groups, gender groups. It's all about divide and conquer. And if you look at what they want to do in terms of spending bills, for example, I mean, I keep kind of coming back to this because, Bill, the Democrats are making a choice. They may lose the majority hold on the House, not pretty much, you know, there's only 5 seats now, and the Senate by dint of pushing through a $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill. They know that because Republicans rightly are going to tie that to inflation. People are concerned about inflation. That's why Joe Biden talked about it in his garbled way recently. That's why you're seeing more stories from the liberal media about, oh, it's transitory, it's no problem, don't worry about it. Even if you go to the grocery store and everything costs 8% more, don't worry about it because, you know, we're working on it. Transitory.
Right.
So they may lose their political seat right now by pushing through these big bills. And why? What do these bills give Democrats? They give them, number one, enormous payout to teachers' unions and the SEIU and other big labor groups, and they are padding their ranks of what they will consider inevitable voters. That's what they're doing. when you make pre-K, three-year-old education free, what does that really mean? What it means is you're adding classrooms, you're adding teachers, you're adding hundreds of thousands of teachers, all of whom will belong to teachers' unions, all of whom will be available to go door-to-door in 24 and knock on doors and campaign for the Democrat, all of whom will be paying in dues, which will be siphoned off into Democrat coffers. None of this is... I'm not crazy. This is what's happening.
You're exactly. We've got to go to break. More from Liz after this.
Muscular atrophy, or SMA, is a rare progressive disease and a leading genetic cause of infant death. SMA affects an estimated 1 in every 11,000 babies in the U.S. The early signs can be subtle, but the disease results in the rapid and irreversible loss of motor neurons, and in one of its most severe forms, robs babies of their ability to move, swallow, or even breathe. In 2018, SMA was added to the recommended Uniform Screening Panel, a federal list of often devastating disorders that require intervention as early as possible and have available treatment. Despite being added to this list 3 years ago, 12 states plus Washington, D.C. are still not permanently screening for this devastating disease. For parents and physicians in those states, understanding the signs of SMA, poor head control, low muscle tone, a weak cry and cough, or difficulty feeding can help ensure a prompt diagnosis and timely access to treatment and supportive care, resulting in improved outcomes. SMA parent advocate Hannah Weaver.
When we welcomed our son Payne into the world, we were shocked when he was diagnosed with SMA at only 5 days old through our state's newborn screening program. He seemed perfectly healthy. Without newborn screening, we would not have known anything was wrong until the disease had done irreparable harm to his body. We are thankful we were able to pursue treatment for Payne so quickly, but not every family is as lucky as we are. That's why I'm passionate about educating families about the signs of SMA and advocating for nationwide newborn screening for SMA.
For more information about SMA and to inquire about what you can do to ensure that babies in your state are screened for this disease, visit curesma.org/action center. That address again is curesma.org/action center. This segment is sponsored by Novartis Gene Therapies.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry's been broadcasting gospel programming in Albania for 5 years, and listeners are testifying that when God blesses them with new life in Christ, He also opens the door for them to pass that blessing on to others. Three listeners recently shared uplifting stories of their own salvation and its impact in the lives of those around them. These stories come from a man, a young woman, and a police officer, all who turned to Christ after hearing the gospel through the Tide programming in Albania. Ismira shared how he came to Christ a year ago and has since started a Bible study with seven others in his village. They have no church, but they come together and listen to the Tide program. To find out how you can use the Tide ministry to share your faith with people around the globe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Liz Peek continues with us, Fox News contributor. You know, Liz, at the core of all this, I believe that there has been such an obvious abandonment of the truth. I mean, to such a degree, you talk about the vaccines. You know, we've got FBI problems. We've got Black Lives Matter problems. All this stuff is like, what is the truth in all this? And then at a point when the people need to trust the government about vaccinations, wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, and combating this virus, they don't know who to believe. They don't know who to trust anymore.
Well, I think that the Biden administration has put themselves in a terrible pickle because people are seriously confused. They're confused about, you know, whether the vaccine really does prevent you getting COVID again or not. That seems to be, you know, we've heard from the CDC, we've heard from Joe Biden for months because they've been pushing the vaccine. Take the vaccine, you'll be safe, you don't have to wear a mask. Well, all of a sudden, there are a lot of people who have been vaccinated, including these idiot Texas Democrats who fled to Washington, and then someone in Nancy Pelosi's office, and then someone in the White House. They're either lying about being vaccinated, or they're lying about having COVID, or they're lying about how effective the vaccine is. And I think the CDC and Biden need to come before the American people on TV and say, here's the deal. The vaccine is incredibly important. It will help you from prevent you from getting very sick. You may get COVID even so. Mm-hmm. You may get this Delta variant or whatever variants come behind it, but you will not go to the hospital. You will not die because there have been tens of thousands of so-called breakthrough infections now. Mm-hmm. I don't think very many end up in the hospital, but mm-hmm. we need some data on this. And honestly,
exactly.
I think people I just think it's so stupid the way they've handled this mm-hmm. because Joe Biden, look, I think legitimately he still wants to push the vaccine, but then a lot of people are saying, well, wait, what's the point? If I'm going to mm-hmm. get sick anyway, you know, right. is there really a big advantage here? And the answer is yes. It's still important to get vaccinated, but you still could get sick.
Exactly. No, the way they're framing it, you're exactly right. I mean, there's no room for error here. They come in and they sound very dogmatic.
Yeah.
And then when it isn't, then it's like, okay, then what do we say now? Let's, shuffle to the right and shuffle to the left. And so now we lose confidence. I mean, to the point that we don't want to hear from Dr. Fauci anymore. We really don't want to hear about masks. And then they make these statements. They go, well, 100% of the people who are going to the hospital right now, 100% have not been vaccinated. Really? Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
No, it's not true.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Okay.
I mean,
you see, that's who. You know, there we go. That's go ahead.
Well, no, I think. I mean, honestly, Gallup came out recently with their trust in institutions poll that they do every year, and sadly, here's the amazing thing: trust is down in every single category. In the military, in the White House, in Congress, of course. I mean, Congress has no approval at all or trust. The only group that had an increase in trust last year was police.
Yes.
For all the banging on police. And
all the defunding and everything
right?
else. Right?
I mean, is that hilarious or what? But the reality is people don't trust what they're being told by the media at all. I prefer to think of it as the liberal media or legacy media, but the truth is they don't believe it. They don't believe what they read on social media. They don't believe anything. And they don't believe in the FBI. Bill, all of our lives, I think, we have sort of held up the FBI as, you know, a really credible law enforcement agency. I think it's a political kind of nest of vipers now. I mean, that's overstated, but I think there's an awful lot going on at the FBI that's really bad.
Yeah.
And, oh, gosh, I don't know. I mean,
I think all the three-letter agencies in our government have been compromised.
Yeah.
I mean, going back to the Obama years with Lois Lerner and the IRS, what she did with, you know, and then did you hear, I mean, what they're doing now in terms of qualifying words, a big tech strategist spoke up and said, anything that has patriot assigned to it, anything that has constitution assigned to it, it sends up
that.
A flag. Sends up
and
a
look
flag.
At the military. Look what they've done in the military, where we have senior people in the military basically passing along philosophies and teaching and training that will divide our country, will divide people in the ranks of our military. What can they be thinking?
Well, not according to General Milley. Nope, that doesn't exist.
The
Secretary of Defense said, nope, that doesn't happen. I mean...
I
I'm like you. I'm hearing this, and I'm going, what are you talking about? All these flag officers, just by action alone, that were traditionalist, that were conservative and valuable, you exited them stage left at the start of the Biden administration. You're going to tell me that doesn't have – we've seen this movie before. We saw it with Obama, and we're seeing it again with Biden.
It's just horrifying, isn't it? I mean, actually, I was talking at the break about how Democrats are building their power base. And tragically, there's just about nothing they do that's constructive for the country that adds to that power base. In other words, you know, I like to think that, well, President Trump increased the power base of Republicans by encouraging love of country, encouraging people saluting our flag and singing our national anthem and stuff. I kind of think that's good stuff. I think talking about our heroes and our the founders of our country in a positive way is good. I don't think tearing down everything that we believe in and admire is constructive. But, you know, anyway, I just think it's I think it's sad for the country. I think it's extremely valuable to our adversaries like China. What could be more damaging to the United States than breaking through what historically has been tremendous pride in our country and in our achievements? Nothing. I mean, for our adversaries, it's like golden.
Exactly. I mean, and to your point, our adversaries are looking at the creeping destruction of the values, and boy, they're licking their chops, because this has been a long-term dream of imagining. You talk about reimagining. They have been reimagining for decades a world without America.
Yeah, no. And you know, here's what I would say to your listeners, Bill. As much as everyone gets fired up about Republicans that they don't like or whatever, or Mitch McConnell, the truth is Republicans are the only answer right now. We are not going to stem this tide, which most of us really dislike. And by the way, I think when I say most of us, polling shows when 80% of the country thinks voter ID is good, then to have Democrats pushing as hard as they can to get rid of it, that's going against the will of the American people.
Exactly.
We need to stop this. We need to stop it in 2022. We need to bounce them from the House and the Senate, because otherwise we're going to continue to see the rolling through of really damaging policies. I've seen this in New York State. We lost the state Senate from the Republicans to the Democrats 4 or 5 years ago, and that's when we had the rollout of a whole backlog of truly damaging policies, like no bail policies, which has meant New York now is a lawless city. And I'd say that completely honestly. I mean, you can walk down the street, punch someone in the face, pee in front of the street, et cetera. Nobody cares. You don't get arrested. If you get arrested, you're out of jail in about 2 hours, and you, without a doubt, you won't get locked up again. It is just horrifying.
Well, in some counties in Los Angeles, I think San Francisco as well, they've modified the definition of a crime. So now you can shoplift as long as it's under $1,000. I guess these guys are smart enough. And you're seeing video yesterday of guys just blatantly walking out with, you know, Santa Claus, bags of, stuff. And they just walk out of the store.
It?
It's unbelievable.
I don't understand how any business is meant. Well, here's the thing. The way a business can possibly cope with that is they raise their prices.
Yes, of course.
And it's not the criminals who are going to pay the price. It's you and me and law-abiding citizens who are going to pay more in taxes and more in prices to keep these people in their stolen Gucci bags. I mean, that, you know, I don't know, words fail me, honestly, because these policies are so dumbheaded and so wrong from every perspective, except, again, they're building a power base for Democrats.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
Well, also, just from a position of self-responsibility, we've got 30 seconds left. It's like you want to grab America by the shoulders, and especially these people that are doing that. I mean, these people, I mean, look at it. It's, you know, we didn't have mixed races there. It was just blacks that were going in into Neiman Marcus. It's like, hey, bro, wake up here. This isn't the way to live here. You know, where's LeBron James? Where's the rest of these people who can speak to these people and say, hey, look, you need to grow up. This isn't the way it works in our country.
I know. I don't know why the black leaders don't do it, because they're...
Gotta leave it there. Liz Pink,
why have
Fox
thousands
News
of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Arizona state senators are calling to decertify the 2020 general election after a large number of discrepancies and irregularities were found in the Maricopa audit. Arizona Senator Republican Wendy Rogers on One America News.
Well, it proved that the election was rife with inaccuracies in the election certification that we submitted months ago. Most prominent data point that jumped out at me was the data point of 74,000 plus mail-in ballots that were used as votes but never really mailed out to the voters.
The Democrat presidential candidate won Maricopa County by roughly 10,000 votes. The United States House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly on Thursday to authorize 8,000 additional special visas for Afghans who served the United States during the occupation of Afghanistan that has now come to an end. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
For the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. Our next guest served as a White House fellow from 2018-2019, advising senior Trump administration officials on special ops oversight at the Department of Defense and advising the Office of the Vice President on countering the opioid epidemic. Clayton Fuller is with us now. Clayton, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, before we jump into, boy, we got a lot to talk about here, and considering your involvement with the opioid epidemic, with what we're seeing now with the open border, the rush of illegal migrants coming into the country and the deposit of opioids and fentanyl coming in, I think last I was reading that as best they can tell, we have opened the gate to 400% intake of illegal drugs across our border that would kill every American 4 times. I guess one time is not enough, huh?
That's exactly right. No, it's frightening what we're seeing, and so much of my work that I'm doing right now is to just educate the public on how those policy decisions are affecting local communities like mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, I mean, with what, you know, overdoses, I mean, they've been on a rise anyway. And now, I mean, of course, some of this, we're not going to see it maybe for another year. But we see the genesis of it. It, you know, increased drugs means increased overdoses, right?
That's exactly right. And I recently wrote an op-ed, and folks are welcome to go and find that at AMAC News. Essentially, I laid out what I'm seeing and what I expect to see in my community. I think it's going to be shown as these overdose statistics come in over time that we're going to see, maybe a two times increase in the number of overdoses over the course of 2021. And that really is directly related to our border policy, because that's where the drugs that are pouring into my community are coming from. And that's true across the country.
This is so obviously causal. A clear difference between, Trump policies and Biden policies. And I don't know how they dodge this. I mean, I think you can only tell people so long that, pull out a lie and say, well, it's the Republicans that wanted to defund the police. We've always been for voter ID. How do you come back and say, we were always for, legal immigration? When in the face of it all, I mean, the evidence is so clear that this is what they're doing, and there's no consideration. And I can tell you, Clay, for me, being Hispanic, people, I get some people say, well, why are you so, so hard about the border? And I said, because you got people involved here. I mean, you got real lives. I mean, you got women who are being ushered into sex trafficking to such degrees that you can't even imagine. I mean, young kids, first of all, leaving their parents' home and their dad, coming from the Hispanic culture and understanding how parents feel about their children, and they're going to give their young daughter a packet of birth control pills, and the daughter says, why are you giving me these? Well, honey, this journey that you're on, chances are you're going to get molested, and you're going to get abused, and you need to take these pills so you don't get pregnant. What?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah. It's frightening, and, I have my issues with the FBI director, Christopher Wray, but this is exactly what you're talking about. He's not talking about it being just a one- or two-fold type epidemic at the border. Based on these policies, he's talking about lethal drug smuggling, human trafficking, sex trafficking, gang activity. That was recent comments that he made to Capitol Hill, calling all of those issues an absolute epidemic, and that's straight from FBI information. And then you talk to Texas authorities, which I've been able to do recently and getting an understanding of what's coming my way as it moves across the country into rural Georgia. More fentanyl has been seized at the border in 2021 than all of 2020. And that should frighten all Americans, because, as you mentioned, that's enough to kill 21.5 million Americans. That's just been seized this
year. Right.
And that's just what we're catching.
This is horrifically incredible when you consider this. And I don't know how in any way these policies move this country to a more perfect union, because that's our aspirational goal that comes from our Constitution, is it not?
It is, yeah. And that's so much of what the conversation should be, but it's not. And coming from the top down, these are conversations and policies that seek to divide us and not solve the problems that we're seeing. It's really disheartening. Whether you look at Kamala Harris's recent statement on rural America, where they have this flip-flop on voter ID, so now Stacey Abrams, the shadow governor of the state of Georgia, who has talked about election security since 2018, but when Republicans started talking about it, it's problematic, but she's flip-flopped on voter ID supporting Senator Manchin's bill. And then Kamala Harris just shows her fundamental understanding of communities that they're supposed to represent when she made the comment about not thinking that rural Americans, I think the quote was, there's a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't have a Kinko's or an Office Max to make their voter ID. And I don't know the last time that she was in a rural community, but I don't have to hop in a canoe, go down the river, and get chased by people with banjos to make a copy of an ID. We've got all the resources here. And that's the frightening thing, is it just shows an absolute lack of care and lack of understanding of flyover country Americans.
Exactly. And people need to take note of this. I mean, this is elitism on full display, that they would think that, flyover country is moronic. And this is why, America needs the elites, because otherwise we'd probably be out there just eating our kids, right?
That's right. And Bill, have you seen what's been going on in San Francisco just recently?
Oh yeah, this is, and I was going to get to that as well. I mean, this is unhinged. I mean, these shoplifters that are coming out, and the thing is that's really shocking about this that I'm not hearing about, Clayton, is people of color just, you know, coming up and going, wait a minute, you're a disgrace to the race. What are you doing? You know, have you no shame to go there and destroy local communities, jobs and businesses? Like what? All of a sudden you're going to take all this property that you looted and you're going to open up your own retail store with that? I mean, is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, and that's the major problem here is that all too often the conversation when the left and radical Marxists talk about whether it's systemic racism or just simply looking at the defendant population, my conversation is, well, what are we doing for victims? And
yes,
that's exactly what you're pointing out. There are 17 Walgreens in San Francisco have had to close. There's an incredible tweet from old-fashioned San Franciscan. He's clearly walking through a Safeway in San Francisco, and every item in that store is behind a locked glass display case.
Unbelievable.
And it can be, again, whether it's the border or crime in San Francisco is directly related to policies. The DA there, I encourage everyone to look this guy up. His name's Chesa Boudin. Mm-hmm. And just look at his background. But he has made comments that he's not going to prosecute what he calls quality of life crimes, specifically talking about shoplifting. And that's the result. And now...
So now we're in his worldview, we're entitled to shoplift. If you're of a certain, you know, economic level, right?
That's exactly right. And it's just amazing to me. It's almost like the broken windows theory.
I was going to say, when did that ever work? Never?
It's just not a theory. It actually made communities safer. And it's just remarkable. And then the thing that I think is the ultimate goal is, you see with whether it's the announcement from California's horrendous governor, Gavin Newsom, he's coming in saying, well, we've got to have statewide efforts to combat the shoplifting wave. And then you also see this happening federally where, you know, the Biden's Justice Department just announced they're launching a gun trafficking strike force in 5 cities. And you'll be shocked to know, whether these cities are Democratic or Republican cities. They are Chicago, New York, L.A., San Fran, and D.C. And that's why I'm telling people that if it ain't woke, it ain't broke.
Hey, I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. We'll let people hold on to that for just a moment. They'll go get their T-shirts printed. We've got more from Clayton Fuller after this.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. plans today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Clayton Fuller continues. Clayton's background, again, in case you missed it the first time around, he knows what he's talking about. He served as a White House fellow from 2018-2019, advising senior Trump administration officials on special operations oversight at the Department of Defense and advising the Office of the Vice President on countering the opioid epidemic. You were just talking about, I love that line, if it ain't woke, it ain't broke, I guess, huh?
But you're exactly right. And the larger issue is whether it's Chaitza Boudin in San Francisco, or I encourage your listeners to go and look at Kim Gardner. She's the district attorney in St. Louis. And she just got a reprimand from, I pronounce it Judge Jason Singheiser.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they just had to dismiss a murder case. It's a murder case. And the judge chastised the DA and her office for abandoning its duty on a murder case.
Yeah.
And those are kind of the shocking things. And I think it's on
right.
purpose.
Oh, and oh, by the way, he's missing in action. They can't find him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's out there. He we're dealing with a murder case, and this guy's running the hood. He's all over the board. Wherever he's at, I don't know. God only knows.
That's right. Yeah. And then with the gun trafficking strike force, what you're seeing is what these people are trying to do is hamstring local law enforcement, demonize local law enforcement and our brothers and sisters in blue, and trying to federalize it. And that's what's happening. And I hope people are waking up to it and seeing what's happening and talking about it. And the other problem for me, Bill, is all the energy is on the left when it comes to progressive prosecutors or Marxist prosecutors or a focus on law and order, and we have to have a counter movement on the right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame that we talk about how much George Soros is funding politicians on that side to, mm-hmm. to not
yes.
prosecute murder cases, and we don't have an equal reaction on the right. We've got to have it, and that's a lot of what
exactly.
I'm trying to work on and letting people see what's happening out there.
Well, we know that Soros' ambition and agenda is about the destruction of the American dream, clearly. I mean, he wants to blow it all up. And that's why all this insidious, policies that have invaded our states, and for them to think that one size fits all. I mean, federalism is out the door. I mean, why would they do that? They're going to disempower themselves at the local level. But these are these anti-federalists that have come into play to do this, to basically, neuter themselves or somehow align themselves with some sort of federal significance, which, I mean, there was a reason our founding fathers brilliantly came up with this concept so that there would be, you know, local response, because on a federal level, there's no way. Plus, it was never intended for our government to handle these things on a federal level.
You're exactly right. And that was a concern when Madison sits down and starts studying essentially case studies from history. He's got this concern about how do you create a republic that has enough component parts that there wouldn't be the centralization of power. And that's what they're trying to do. When they talk about systemic racism, the larger argument is that the founding documents, whether it's the 1619 Project or CRT, they're talking about tearing down the fabric of society and the founding ideals of the country. And that's why I try to talk to people when someone brings up systemic racism, I want to use the term systemic riseism. We've got to talk about what Lincoln talked about with the right to rise. That is what is embedded in the founding documents and founding structures of our society, is that you can take what you were born with and make something of yourself. And as you talked about, the American dream is dying, and that's what the left wants. If you need to look at what they're looking for, it's what you're seeing in Cuba. That's why the AOCs of the world, I saw that Mayor Bowser in D.C., when she was more than okay to put Black Lives Matter on 16th Street, but as soon as you put a pro-Cuba protester message on 16th Street, she's getting rid of that.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
It comes down to they support Marxist beliefs, and they want to reform our society, and we can't let them do it, Bill.
Yeah, the same reason that it's okay for people to storm the border, our southern borders, but here we've got people who have relatives. I mean, relatives in Cuba that want to come to the United States, and Kamala Harris and the Biden administration are saying you're not welcome.
What? Yeah.
I mean, the people there in Cayo Ocho in Miami, their heads are exploding. I mean, gray matter is all over the place trying to figure out what the heck this is. How do you square up that kind of idiocy?
Yeah, the cognitive dissonance there should really hurt the left. But we all know what that's about. It's getting more voters in the country. And that's the real concern, not that it's based on some principle of supporting people running away from tyranny, because that is a clear issue on the right that we care about. And that's why on Capitol Hill right now we're fighting over who's going to be looking at investigating January 6th. As opposed to talking about an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. And that's an investigation that I would like to see, because I want on the right to start having a conversation of how we're going to hold the Communist Party of China accountable for this designed illness that was created in a lab and may have had support from military elements within the Communist Party of China. That's the conversation nationally that we should have. It should unite us. And, politics should stop at the shore's edge on this issue, but we can't even talk about it.
And the thing is, like we talked about earlier, Clay, the longer we wait, the more opportune that this is going to rise again. This is dangerous. I mean, there should be such a high sense of urgency to get to the bottom of this thing but what happens, see, this is a little bit like, the FBI files, you know, the secrets that everybody keeps. Everybody has secrets on everyone else. See, all these countries have secrets on, you know, America's doing their deal. I mean, if you listen to Dr. Fauci and his uncomfortability in answering the questions of Rand Paul, which are just, you know, they're straightforward. You know, it's gain of function. Well, we're really gain of function, and I'm not an expert, but from what I can discern from it, gain of function is just a fancy word for biological warfare. It all leads to the same. It's the same road that gets you to biological warfare. Oh, yeah, by the way, it was outlawed that all these nations, you know, they swore on their children's head and their grandchildren they would not do any biological warfare. Well, guess what? They're all doing it. And they all have their labs and they're conducting biological warfare. Now, it may not be a situation where they're actively sending out biologically, you know, biological weapons or viruses and that on purpose, although there has been a couple of scientists out of China that said this wasn't an accident. But absent, like you said, an investigation to get down to the bottom of this to realize, okay, what really happened here, you know, lest it happen again. And meanwhile, you know, we've got days and months and years that are passing since the release of this virus. So what's next?
Exactly right. And what does accountability look like? Mm-hmm. That should be the first question. Whether there was intent behind it or it was just pure negligence, it doesn't necessarily matter at this point because we've got 600K dead Americans, and there have been fundamental changes to the American way of life, which is
the world, Clay. Yeah. How many trillions of dollars of GDP has been vaporized because of the irresponsibility? And I'll put it, I mean, you know, again, just with some basic information that we do have right now. I mean, whether it's purposeful or not, but there's some level of irresponsibility that even Dr. Fauci was aware of because he had a team over there that set up the lab and his people came back and reported that these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're going to make some mistakes. And sure enough, you know, months later, I think it was like 18 months later, here we have the release of this virus. And where's Fauci? Does Fauci go, oh, yeah, I was kind of giving a heads up that this may happen? No, he was just absolutely quiet and covered this deal and said, well, it's not that bad, you know, we'll be okay, you know, like, because he's got a personal interest in gain of function and all this research. Yeah. I mean, you know, so he's compromised here.
Yeah, and that's why he should be out of the conversation. And that's why it's so frustrating for me to see Capitol Hill waste time on January 6th. And we're not talking about what we're going to do to the Communist Party of China. And I'm getting answers from them because I think when you look at the AP reported yesterday that China, I think the quote was taken aback that the WHO was moving to a second phase of a study into the origins of COVID-19. And I kind of laughed at that because I felt like that's OJ being taken aback by that Robert Shapiro is in a second phase of looking into who killed Nicole Brown Simpson.
Right.
There's no trusted element looking into this. And I think it's going to have to be a local fight. I think it's going to have to be conservatives who are going to say, we're not going to waste our time on something like January 6th. Let's talk about a real issue because we need to get to the bottom of this and get to the truth and then start talking about how we're going to hold them accountable. Because whatever the range of explanations are, there's some accountability that has to be had. And the thing that I come back to besides just the economic issue, I think about the time that my grandkids haven't had with their grandparents.
Exactly.
I saw one story out of the UK that for a long time they haven't even, and this really hit home for me as a father to a 10-year-old daughter, that they weren't allowing first dances at a father daughter couldn't even dance at weddings in the UK. Now those are dumb policies in my opinion, but I think there needs to be an explanation that hey, this wasn't just something that happened because some random person ate a bat in a market. This is
exactly.
This is a major issue that the nation has, the world has to unite on and hold the Communist Party of China accountable for it.
Well, we got to leave it there. Look forward to having you back. Clayton Fuller has been our guest, experienced federal military, local prosecutor, as well as a military reserve officer with a decade of national security experience. Clay, thank you so much for being with us. Godspeed, my friend.
Yeah. Well, great. Thanks for having me.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.